just playing with my phone. We're going to listen to the video. Listen to the video. I can play the audio because of this cool thing we've got now that my phone can connect by Bluetooth to our speaker system. But don't get any wild ideas. Only my phone can do this. So.
I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Archbishop Shelton Fobb, and it is my privilege to serve the Archdiocese of Louisville. I welcome you to the 2022 Catholic Services Appeal. The theme for this year's appeal is Comfort My People. God definitely comforts us, and the way that the Lord comforts us is through the presence and the ministry of the Church. Your financial gift to the Catholic Services Appeal will impact the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ, providing comfort and hope to those who have need of it. I want to assure you that every dollar you give goes directly to support outreach and services, providing funding for ministries that no parish can accomplish alone. For example, the needs for the formation of the future priest, meeting the needs of family and youth ministry, worshiping on Sunday, multicultural ministry, certainly providing for our retired priest, as well as faith formation needs and our outreach with Catholic Charities. These are simply some examples of how your financial gifts will impact the lives of many, bringing comfort and hope to all of God's people. So I invite you to please consider a gift to this important effort. Your financial gift in any amount is a faithful response to our call together to comfort God's people. I thank you for your faith. I thank you for your generosity. May God in his goodness continue to pour out his blessing upon you and upon all of those whom you love. For you and I truly are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in our world. God's peace.
We have in our gospel today one of the oddest parables. It's because oftentimes we can look for an analogy with Jesus. Often in a parable we can look for, well, where is the Lord in this? And in a way, there is no such analogy in this parable, because Jesus is not the one who's pleading with the judge. He's not the widow who needs a just decision, for God does not have any need. God does not need to beg. God's also not the unjust judge because, well, the unjust judge is unjust. He neither fears God nor respects human beings. And so in this parable, we are simply encouraged to see within the effort of the widow persuasiveness and persistence, rather, to maintain persistence in prayer. And in many ways, this is also what the Catholic Services Appeal is about, persistence in prayer, that we as a community are asked to participate, and we get to kick that off this weekend. You find information about the CSA on a table in the gathering space, and I very much encourage you and will continue persistently to encourage you to give to this year's Catholic Services Appeal. I also wrote about this in our bulletin for this week, and soon, if you've not already gotten it, you should already have received something from the Archbishop, a letter to all Catholics of the Archdiocese, as well as soon you'll receive a letter from me asking for your continued contribution to the CSA. In your bulletin, I have written out 10 reasons why I'm giving to the CSA. And Jean's going to help me Dean's going to help me by counting with me, okay? You can do your numbers. You're in preschool. It's in school. You can do your numbers. One. One is we really are in this together. We truly are. I've done the math because it interests me. I get on a weekly basis all of the numbers and contributions for all of the parish, all the parishes in the Archdiocese of Louisville. So I get to see what is hoped for from every parish. And although we're not one of the biggest parishes, we are in the top 20% of those hoped for amounts. And so in many ways, the Archdiocese looks to us beyond our size to help in the funding of all the many efforts, many of which we will look at here in a moment, that the Archdiocese looks to us, hopes within us that we will help the greater good of the church at large. And so by our effort, we show that we indeed are in this together. Two, support seminary education. I cannot be more grateful for the gift of formation that I have received. 7 years, this is two. I cannot be more grateful for the gift of seminary education that I have received. And I often say, I really hope that there's a priest to say my funeral. That's what I'm hoping for. So we pray for more priests. We pray for more seminarians. We have 11 seminarians in formation, and we have 10 wonderful young men discerning whether or not they may very soon enter into seminary. So it takes money to pay for them. Three. Supports the CSA keeps parish assessments at a minimum. There's some dioceses in the United States that tax the parish giving 20-30%, which is I can't even fathom what that would be like. Now, Teresa Garrett, our business manager, will have a few caveats to that, but it's all the same. Even the tuition is assessed. So all the money that comes into the parish is assessed, but it's assessed at a much lower amount. 6.5%, I think, is what our assessment is. And because of the success of the CSA over the past several years, they've actually lowered that a couple of times in the past couple of years. Four, marriage preparation programs. I've had the most weddings I've ever had in a single year. I only have one more left, and it takes a lot of work. And if I had to do it all myself, I would be even crazier than I am now. There's a lot of work and a lot of effort that goes into that, and the CSA helps to fund the efforts of those marriage preparation programs that I send all of these couples to participate in. Five, got it. It supports vocational discernment for priests and religious. I not only am very passionate about seminary formation for future priests, but I know very, very deep in my heart that we are in need of religious sisters. And so our vocation office for the Archdiocese of Louisville helps to put young women in contact with religious groups so that they too may discern their role in the church. Six. Six. Yeah. Shows our support for Archbishop Shelton Fong. He is amazing. He truly is an amazing man, very humble, he's very, very soft-spoken, but very, very holy. I know that we are blessed in our archdiocese to have Archbishop Shelton as our new archbishop, and contributing to the CSA helps to show that we are in this together with him. Seven. Yep. Seven. United effort to support the many endeavors of Catholic Charities. It's not easy out there. There's a lot of people who go without. And Catholic Charities, if we sat here and listed all the things that Catholic Charities does, we would be here for a rather long time. Catholic Charities is an amazing organization. A Yeah, no, you're right. Funding for personal benefits throughout the archdiocese, especially in mission parishes and poverty-stricken areas. But there are some parishes who can't afford to pay their staff and pay the benefits as well. And so we strive to compensate our employees with a living wage, and contributing to the CSA helps to do that. Number nine. Well, that's close. Nine. Number nine might be that we help to educate young people on how to count. Funding efforts to bring the priests of the Archdiocese together for fraternal support, that we depend on one another. Me and my brother priests look for opportunities to come together, and this helps to form and help to assist in that. And number 10, there we go. Advancing the mission of Jesus Christ to make disciples of all the nations. I'm not asking you to give to something because it's just some theoretical reality, but we are asked to participate in the work of God, that Jesus is coming to us consistently, asking us to participate, that we are part of this. Jesus doesn't just make things happen. He asks us to help him in those efforts of making this world the kingdom of God. And so those are 10 reasons why I support the Catholic Services Appeal. They often encourage us to let you know what our contribution is. So my contribution this year is $1,250, which is an increase from last year's donation. That's not meant to brag or to somehow guilt people into shaming, but rather to say that I truly do believe in the mission of the Archdiocese, and so I hope you do too. With that, if you haven't yet opened your bulletin, there's the prayer for the CSA. And I would like to conclude this homily with us praying that together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in a spirit of thanksgiving with the knowledge that all that we have and all that we are comes from you. Loving and generous God, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ. May we strive to live as he did, giving comfort to those in need, to those who are sorrowful, to those who are lonely, and to those who are less fortunate. They are our brothers and sisters. They are our neighbors. They are our family. Lord, bless the mission and ministry of the Catholic Services Appeal. May our gifts to the appeal be given with a spirit of joy and gratitude. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.